You're listening to an All Saints Church sermon podcast. We hope that you'll be blessed. This week, Reverend Lewis Liu.
So from these two verses, Paul taught us two lessons on how to deal with anxiety. Firstly, embracing life with a positive mindset. Secondly, emulating life of people with positive mindset. So firstly, embracing life with a positive mindset. So often in relation to people and situation, we tend to develop a certain negativism towards anything and everything. You will agree with me that very often when something happens, I still remember this story very vividly. I believe they still have a PA system in the schools, in the classes these days. And during my time, when there's an announcement, it's broadcast in the whole school. So one day during lesson, I heard my name being announced and I was being called to the principal's office. And can you imagine the whole school knows that you're being called to the principal's office? That I was a prefect then, and what happened was during that morning, I was late for school. And, you know, children, during my days, when you're late for school, it's public caning. If you don't know what that is, you can ask your parents later. And when my name was being called, I can tell you the anxiety, my heart was throbbing. Boop, 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 boop. And I was trying to make my way to the principal office. Then I remember, because when I was late in the morning, the fellow who was at the gate on duty was a prefect that I know, a good friend. So in my mind, I was thinking, wow, this guy, how can he sabo me and, you know, submit my name to the school principal? And I thought I was being called to the principal's office for that purpose. And I was all prepared to be spanked. Lo and behold, as I go into the principal's office, the principal wanted to see me because he wanted to make me the head prefect of the school. So often. Thank you very much. Thanks for the support. And so often in relation to people and situation, you agree, if you were to recall something that took place in the last 3 days, when this particular incident happened, whether in school, in your class, or at work, or even at home, what went through your mind? What went through your mind? Or perhaps someone that was close to you who was sick, what went through your mind? Some of you will know that my mom, who's still in the hospital, was sick very recently. And I can tell you, every possible negative thoughts went through my mind. So, why are we wired like that? Why are we wired like that? Studies have shown that bad news far outweighs good news by as much as 17 negative news reports for every one good news report. Why? So Psychology Today, as they have done the research, as the reporter has done the research, they realized this because this is how we are wired. We are wired this way because we are often trying to prepare for the worst so that we know how to deal with a situation. So this is how we are wired. And by the way, this report was done because it shows that it tells you why our newspaper often publish negative news more than positive news. Because if they publish only positive news, newspaper will not sell. But if they were to publish negative news, it becomes a hot, sellable item. In fact, it was found that the day after 9/11, when the two planes crashed into the Twin Tower in New York, the newspaper sales rate went up by 3 times globally. Can you imagine that? Yeah, because everyone wanted to read about this particular negative news. So we are wired like that, We are wired because in a way that we are often reaching out for this negative news. What we really need to, my dear friends, in dealing with people and situation, we need to focus on the positive. We need to focus on the positive no matter how little it may be. And this is in verse 8. As we look at verse 8, let me just unpack for you. The word whatever in verse 8, you will see it being repeated many times. The word in Greek is heos. Okay, heos. And it simply means whatever, but it carries this connotation, meaning that no matter how little. So Paul is saying that look for no matter how little of truth, no matter how little of honor, justice, purity, love, commendable, excellence, praiseworthy. Focus. Think about this thing. The word that Paul used at the end of verse 8 is think about this thing, but the word think actually carries, in Greek, carries a much deeper meaning. Beside thinking, Paul is calling us to focus on it. So think about the things that, the incidents that I ask you to think about that took place in the last 3 days. Were there moments where you could actually be focusing on the whatever, no matter how small it may be, the truth, the honor, the justice, the purity, the love, the commendable, the excellence, the praiseworthy? Are there something positive that we can focus on? Are there something positive that we can focus on? So often in a family relationship, we look at things not done, we look at things that were not dealt with. We so often focus on the negative. And as a result of that, we often have misunderstanding, or perhaps we even engage in quarrels and fight. But are there moments in our family where we could actually focus on the positive, no matter how little it may be? And how would this affect us, you may ask? How would this affect us when we focus on the positive? When we focus on the positive, my dear friends, 2 things happen. Firstly, we learn to give thanks to God. God, thank you. Thank you that even in the midst of this situation that seems to be so hopeless, there's this little thing that we can give thanks for, that we can give thanks to you for, or we can give thanks for this particular person or whoever in the family for that little thing that we can give thanks for. And secondly, we learn to trust God. We all need hope. In the midst of a world where there is so many negative news, we need hope. And in whether you are students, you are a housewife, or if you are working, or if you are parents, we need hope. We need that hope where we can turn to God. And perhaps, and I know there are some of us here where our loved ones are not well. It is in focusing on the positive and in giving thanks to God, we can say, God, we trust you. Even though it's just that little bit of hope that we can focus on. No matter how small it may be, there is still the glimpse of hope that we can turn to God. And secondly, the second lesson that we can learn from verse 9 is emulating life of people with positive mindsets. Paul, in fact, in verse 9 tells us to to emulate him, all right? To emulate him. And in relation to people and situation, you know, so often we are drawn into the company of negativism. We are drawn in the company of people who are often negative. Yeah, you know, this guy is like that. Why is he like that? He's always making trouble for us. Yeah, you're right, you know. He's always making trouble for me and for this fellow. And, you know, soon enough, this turns into a complaint. This turns into a gossip session. I know we know, I know what you know. You understand what I'm talking about. We are drawn into a company of people who are often very negative about what is taking place in our midst. Just turn to the social media. If you don't believe me, you know, start off a conversation to complain about the government. You know, very soon you'll find a lot of followers. People join you because they want to add on to their complaint. They are drawn into this company. Sometimes we gossip about all this thing. We love together with people who love to gossip about someone or something. You know, Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:29, let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. So what Paul is basically saying that, you know, when we gather with a group of people, especially believers, what should come out of our mouth should be to build up one another. And that's important, my dear friends. We need to emulate life of people with positive mindsets, and Paul is certainly one of them. We need to seek company of these people. We need to seek the company of these people, and as we seek the company of these people, we learn to be like them. You know, I have a... Some of you will know that I'm very close to Joseph Chen, the director of Singapore YWAM. He's someone who will listen to me. As a brother, he will listen, even when I download and complain. He's someone who will not add oil to fire, all right? That's the Chinese way of saying. He does not add oil to fire so that to help cook, you know, this negative thoughts that you may have. Instead, he listens. And he tries to often draw me to think positively. And that's why I really appreciate this dear brother. And there is something in it, my dear friends, that I think we can all learn. As we look at Paul's life, we can look at how he deal with anxiety. Yeah? Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, I won't read for you, but you know, this verse, I think we all, the verses here are something we are familiar with. Paul went through much. He went through so much. Look at it. 40 lashes. He was being spanked. He was being beaten with rods. He was being stoned. 3 times shipwrecked. So on and so forth. Do you think that he went through every one of these challenges? Ah, yeah, simple, easy peasy. Shipwreck only, what's the problem? Spanking, I'm ready for it. No way, my dear friends. You can imagine the anxiety Paul went through. And later, in verse 13 of chapter 4, Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is how he dealt with anxiety. Having a positive mindset and emulating life for people with a positive mindset. And he calls out to the people in Philippi, In verse 9, whatever you have learned, what you have learned from me, what you have received from me, what you have heard from me, what you have seen in me, practice these things. Practice it. Practice it. And so I just want to call you, my dear friends, think about someone in our midst, even here in our midst, or perhaps a colleague, or perhaps someone that you know, who is living life with a positive mindset. Not that he doesn't have to deal with anxiety, but rather how he deals with all this anxiety in Christ, with Christ who strengthens him or her. Emulate them. One person that I often look up to in our midst is actually Auntie Linda. Many of us will know all the challenges that she has been through. But never once was she negative. Never once had she complained about God. Every time when we interact with her, she praises God. She is someone whom I look up to because she lives with this positive mindset despite all the challenges. And I want to leave something for you, my dear friends, on how a family that can embrace a positive mindset. How we can bring this positive mindset back into our homes. And whatever I'm going to share with you is something that we can also practice as a family of All Saints Church, and also something that you can carry with you personally. Firstly, a family that embraces a positive mindset are always grateful. They are grateful for one another. They are grateful for the much that they have. They are also grateful for the little that they have. It is in this gratefulness we learn to give thanks to God. It is in this gratefulness we learn to trust God. Secondly, we respect one another. Person with positive mindset respect the people. We respect our children. We respect our spouses. We respect one another. Because they are God's gift for our lives. Secondly, we encourage one another. We all will go through anxiety. We all will encounter challenges in our life. Person with positive mindsets will always be ready to encourage. I'm sorry that you didn't do well for the exam. Try harder. And I'll be working with you. Instead of, so often, and I'm guilty of it as a father, sometimes we are so quick to judge. We are so quick to complain. Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you work harder? So, you see, you didn't do well. You could have done better. We must be quicker to learn to encourage one another. Fourthly, we learn to affirm one another. We all will go through that down times, but can we learn to affirm? Hey, there's a time we encourage, but so often when we do well or we have done something good, we sometimes walk off without even saying anything. We learn to affirm one another, pat on the person's back and say, "Well done, that was a good job." And we need to learn to talk positive, right? We need to learn to talk positive. So these are things we need to learn to avoid. We avoid saying things like you always never do that. Huh? Yeah, and so I, in preparation for this sermon, and I've been working on myself. All right, so 2 weeks ago, I caught myself saying this to my wife, "You always." So I repented and apologized. These are things that we need to learn to avoid. "I told you so." Right? Does it sound familiar? Children? Yeah, okay. Don't say anything. So these are things we can avoid so that we can cultivate a better communication within the family. So practice these values. Having a great mindset will help us strengthen our family. It is in this, my dear friends, when we have a positive mindset as a family, we find that that is a safe and comfortable place that we can be. Whether be it our children or be it our spouses, we feel supported. All right, at our workplace, as you know, maybe as a husband or as a wife, when we are back from our work, sometimes we carry with us all the burdens from our work. How can we practice these five values so that we can feel supported, or we can support our partners or our children? And more importantly, we feel love as a family. You know, difficult times don't last, but a family with positive that stays positive do. We will go through trials, difficult times, but a family that stays positive will last and will overcome challenges and difficult times. And I close with this as I ask the worship team to come. We learn to embrace life with a positive mindset, and we emulate life for people with positive mindset. And Paul tells us, and this is a promise, this is assurance, and this is the key here, my dear friends. We will continue to face anxiety. Anxiety is something that will come. Anxiety is something that each one of us will face regardless of your age, regardless of the season of life that you're in. But as we embrace life with a positive mindset, and as we learn from people who has positive mindsets, God is saying His peace will be with you. And this peace of God, my dear friends, is something that we all seek. This peace doesn't come from men. It's not an assurance from men that says to you, it's going to be okay. But this is God Himself saying to you in whatever situation that you may be in right now, it is going to be okay. This is the peace that we seek. So I'm going to ask Joe to just lead us in this song as we just allow this to just sink deep into our hearts. In a little while, I just want to lead you in a time of prayer. I want to call out to you whatever situation that you may be facing right now. There is hope, because we worship a God who is more powerful, who is greater than all the challenges that we may be facing right now. God is stretching out His hand to you, and He's so ready to pour out that peace into you. So I'm going to ask Joe to lead us in this song as we prepare our hearts to just meet with Him in a time of prayer.
Bow high.